Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy. What a show today. Sea otters, bridges, measurements, and homonyms. A very educational one. Maddie, let's get right to the point. Round 1, sea otters. They are the smallest marine mammals in the world. They are endangered, population decreasing. There are two species, the northern and southern sea otter, not to be confused with the river sea otter, three times smaller. Question 1. How many layers of fur do sea otters have?
Three.
Incorrect.
Four.
Two. A dark undercoat and a longer, lighter overcoat. And a little layer in between that traps the air. Their fur, this is very interesting, contains up to 1 million hair follicles per square inch. Unlike other marine mammals, they don't even need blubber. If they keep their fur clean, their skin doesn't even get wet. That's how thick their fur is. Another fun fact, an otter pup's fur is so dense that it literally can't dive underwater until it gets adult fur. Therefore, it can't sink. Question 2. What is a group of sea otters called?
A pod?
Correct. Many correct answers here. Raft, bevy, families, lodges, romps, and finally, pods. Question 3. How do sea otters avoid drifting away and getting lost while they sleep?
They, use the seaweed.
Incorrect.
They hold hands.
How cute. They do. They hold hands. Question 4. Are sea otters carnivores, herbivores, or omnivores?
Carnivores?
Correct. They seem so cute, holding hands not to drift away, but they are carnivores. They eat crabs, snails, urchins, mussels, and they even use tools such as rocks to break open their food using the same rock for many different meals. Question 5. What are sea otters' top predators?
Humans?
Incorrect.
Sharks.
Incorrect. Killer whales. 3 out of 5, strong round for the ladies. Round 2, bridges. The Danyang Kunshan Grand Bridge is the longest bridge in the world, stretching 102 miles between Beijing and Shanghai, and is part of their railway connections. Question 1. What Maryland bridge was hit by a massive cargo ship named Dolly, instantly collapsing?
The Baltimore?
Incorrect.
I thought it was called the Baltimore Bridge too.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge. Question 2. According to a classic nursery rhyme, what bridge is falling down, my fair lady?
London Bridge?
London Bridge. Despite many structural failures, London Bridge never actually fell down. It lasted 600 years, and blocks from the original London Bridge were purchased and are now part of a bridge in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Question 3. What is the term for a bridge that can be raised to allow boats to pass beneath it?
An an arch bridge?
Incorrect. Good guess.
Cargo bridge? No.
A drawbridge. Mila knows herself. Also used in old times to secure the castle from the bandits. Question 4. What is the name of the bridge that connects San Francisco to Marin County, California?
The Golden Gate Bridge?
Correct. The most famous bridge in the world, if you ask me. It's the most photographed bridge in the world. It's not actually golden. A bright red orange. Question 5. This northeastern city has been dubbed the City of Bridges due to its proximity to 3 major rivers, as well as its countless hills and ravines.
Brooklyn?
Great guess, because of the Brooklyn Bridge, but incorrect. Brooklyn's part of Manhattan as well.
Oh.
Pittsburgh. Over 400 bridges and, of course, the beautiful Three Rivers Park, where the Allegheny and Monongahela rivers meet to form the Ohio River. Girls, sitting right at 50% halfway through the show. Sponsor alert! If you'd like to support the show, please check out our sponsor, Aux Power Adapters. They have an entire Amazon store to help with your connectivity needs. Link is in the description. Round 3 measurements. Type questions like, how many ounces are there in a pound?
16.
Correct, but that's not question 1. Question 1. What is the name of the most used measurement system in the world?
The metric system?
Correct. The U.S. uses the imperial system, which uses feet, inches, pounds. The metric consists of yards, kilograms, grams, etc. Question 2. How many inches are in a yard?
36.
That's right. 12 inches in a foot. 3 feet in a yard, 36 inches. That's the old imperial system. Question 3. What is bigger, a centimeter or a millimeter?
Centimeter?
Oh, these girls know the metric system. Millimeters small, little larger centimeters, then meters, then kilometers. Question 4. Back to the imperial system. How many pounds is a ton?
6?
Incorrect.
It's 100?
2,000 pounds. You guys were on a roll. I felt myself rooting against ya. Now you know. Question 5. In pounds, how much does 1 gallon of water weigh? Plus or minus 1 pound.
6.
Incorrect.
4.
8.34 pounds. 1 gallon of water. They start 3 for 3. They finish 3 out of 5. Round 4 homonyms. 2 or more words having the same spelling or pronunciation but different meanings. Today the answers are going to be spelled and pronounced the same. Here's an example. Patches, our lovely dog, makes this sound. Also, skin of a tree. The homonym is?
Bark.
Bark. Another example. Construction companies use this machine to lift heavy objects. Also, the name of a large bird.
Crane.
That's right. Question 1. This homonym is a place to hold your money. Also, a side of a river.
Bank.
That's right. We'll see if these are too easy. I don't know. Question 2. This homonym is typically great at bouncing. Also, a word for a party.
Ball?
Let's have a ball. Correct. Question 3. This homonym can keep you warm. Also a painting term.
A coat?
She got it. Question 4. This homonym often describes an emperor or leader. Also a term of measurement.
A ruler?
Ruler is correct. Question 5. What summer vegetable is also a game played on a court with rackets?
Squash?
Girls crush homonyms around. 5 out of 5. Way too easy for them. 2 truths and a lie. Walmart. Statement 1. Walmart has a 10-foot customer service rule where employees greet and accommodate anyone within 10 feet. Statement 2. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon's first job at Walmart was cashier. Statement 3. Walmart used to lock its overnight employees in the stores. So you have the 10-foot customer service rule. Doug McMillon's first job was cashier at Walmart. And they used to lock their employees in the stores overnight. The lie, Miss Mila.
The 10-foot rule.
That is true. Sam Walton encouraged associates to take this pledge. I solemnly promise and declare that every customer that comes within 10 feet of me, I will smile, look them in the eye, greet them, and ask if I can help. Maddie.
That Walmart used to lock its employees overnight?
That was also true, believe it or not. Which means the lie was Doug McMillon's first job was cashier. He did work at Walmart at age 16 as a summer associate, but it was unloading trucks and not a cashier. We will see you next time. We hope you have a great week.